It's a grind, but it's very cyclical. So at different times of the year, there's always certain things that you have going on. In the fall, it's heavy into the school visits, getting on campus, getting feet on the ground, talking to coaches and talking to support staff. And then you add to that like the film watching and the on-field practice exposure. And then between those two, you're starting to create an idea of what you have in the player and kind of what value you would create on that player. And then after the season ends, you get into the all-star portion. So the all-star games provide a platform where everybody's kind of on an even playing field, and you get to compare kind of apples to apples, and that's even more information to help you make your decision down the line. Depending on your area, you evaluate between 100 and 250 prospects. And then when you bring all those guys in together, the list grows to about 400, 350 guys. So from that list, you start to whittle those guys down to the 150 level, which is kind of where it is when we do the drafting. The hardest thing about being a scout, I would say, is probably the grind. I don't think a lot of people appreciate how year-round the travel and the time away from family and the time on the road and hotels and all that is. People see the combine and see the draft, and it's kind of glamorized a little bit, but there's a lot in between, you know, those events that goes on, and it's a drain sometimes. And there's been times, there's probably one or two times a year that you're kind of like, you got to take a deep breath and just kind of keep going. But, you know, the end result, and like I told you, the reasons why I love it, it's all well worth it. Being able to compete, being able to be around the game, the feeling you get on Sundays, you know, win, lose, or draw, about having invested something and having, you know, kind of put your all into something and living with the results of it. Playing football, it's obviously there's a lot of that that you feel when you play. And then after football, there's not many things that make you still feel that way. And scouting, to me, has been, you know, the perfect fit.